Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. You could be at work, you could be at home, you could be on the road. Shout outs to all the truck drivers, the restaurateurs, the bar workers. You could be in a hospital right now. You could be doing something you have no business doing. Don't hurt nobody in the process. Try not to hurt yourself, but I appreciate you too. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard holding it down in New York City. And so whether you're on the free Odyssey app, listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, you could be on SiriusXM 158, or you could be tuned in on a smart speaker, I say thank you. That's it. Just thank you. Think about this. Maybe you listen to the radio all night. Maybe you tune in the daytime. How many people on the radio actually say thank you? I'm not that pompous. I'm not that arrogant to think that I'm going to be here without listeners. I mean, damn it, I get it. I've had to build my audience one person by one person by one person to the tune of 83 million viewers on YouTube. So I appreciate the audience. Thank you so damn much. I'm going to get to the top six list momentarily. I just want to run through a few things that have taken place throughout the course of today. It's been reported that the New York Jets have been selected for NFL's Hard Knocks. The Jets last appeared on Hard Knocks in 2010. And you might remember good old Rex Ryan on HBO, on Hard Knocks, telling everybody the New York Jets should play a particular way and then doing what he likes to do, get a snack. Remember this?
Let's make sure we play like the New York Jets and not some slap team. That's what I want to see tomorrow. Do we understand what the fuck I want to see tomorrow? Let's go to eat a damn snack.
I'm sure he punctuates every statement by saying, let's get a snack afterwards. That was earlier in the day. Well, not Rex Ryan. That was almost 13 years ago. But we also learned this evening, LeBron James, he announced that officially he will be coming back. He will return. The ESPY Awards concluded about, I don't know, an hour or so ago. LeBron James awarded with the most record-breaking performance. I guess it can't be the most, but he was awarded with record-breaking performance. He was presented with the award by his family. And on ESPN, ABC, he made it very clear he's coming back.
I don't care how many more points I score or what I can or cannot do on the floor. The real question for me is, can I play without cheating this game? The day I can't give the game everything on the floor is the day I'll be done. Lucky for you guys, that day is not today.
Yeah, no shock there. I think we all expected LeBron James to come back. And so LeBron James picking up that award for most outstanding record-breaking performance. Angel Reese from LSU picked up an award for breakthrough athlete. Patrick Mahomes, best NFL player. Shohei Ohtani, MLB player. Nikola Jokic, NBA player. Liam Hendricks, coming back from cancer, won the Jimmy V Award, and he had a very important point to make that I think is applicable to anyone dealing with any issue, any adversity. Listen.
If I leave you with anything, and I cannot stress this enough, please reach out to anybody going through anything similar to this, whether it be cancer, whether it be anxiety, whether it be depression, whether it be any number of things. Trust me, you are not annoying. You will not be an annoyance to us. All that matters is that you give us that little bit of a text. That could be the singular moment of us picking up our spirits and being able to advance to the next stage, being able to advance that next day of treatment, being able to advance past anything that we're going through. That one text can be the difference. So like Jimmy V said, don't give up. Don't ever give up. And I won't.
Yeah, great words. Excellent words. Jamal Murray of the Nuggets, one comeback athlete. We know he blew out his ACL more than a season ago. And then also kudos to the Buffalo Bills training staff, once again, saving the life of Damar Hamlin. They received the Pat Tillman Award for service. So a good show tonight. A good show. All in with the ESPY Awards. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And in a few seconds, it's going to be time for a new top six list. And this is an interesting time, an interesting period in the sports world. Every time you get to mid-July, NFL training camps for some teams are going to start in about a week. You know, we had the MLB All-Star game go on. MLS is going to have its All-Star game. The ESPYs, this is the time they hold their awards because nothing is going on. And this doesn't have anything to do with nothing. Beyonce was in the Eagle Stadium tonight in the Link, you know, holding her concert. And so there's just a lot going on in the world of sports. The NBA in Vegas with the Summer League, it's turned into an entire convention, Victor Wembanyama. But one thing we've heard from both commissioners in the NBA with Adam Silver and then Shep, what's the idiot? Manfred.
You're right, yes.
Yeah, lucky for me, I forgot his name momentarily.
I thought you were going to say Fincham for a second.
Who?
Tim Fincham. You said idiot and commissioner. I didn't know which one you were talking about.
Oh, no. The biggest one. And, I mean, there's a lot of biggest ones. I mean, there's clown shirts of Roger Goodell with a clown nose. But between Rob Manfred and Adam Silver, they spent quite a bit of time answering questions over the past few days about expansion and relocation and moving teams around and making more money and when we need to do it and who builds a stadium here and who builds a stadium there. Professional sports in general, is big business on earth, not just in North America, not just in the United States of America, everywhere, period. Sports is a form of entertainment. Sports is an economic driver. And so, unfortunately, sports is rooted in fandom. And where you have people and where you have money, where you have folks who will spend money, you will typically have a sports team. So there's a lot of business involved. Unfortunately, whether people like it or not, there are a lot of politics involved internally. And it boils down to the people. And so in a lot of cases, fans get screwed. When a new market pops up and it's hot and it's popping, teams move. Set up shop, close down shop. Open up shop, close shop. Teams don't care. They're going to move. The leagues don't care. They want to make money. They're going to make business decisions. And so tonight, with all of the talks about teams moving and new teams and new cities, I wanted to take a look at some cities here that deserve professional sports. They might already have it. They may not have it. Maybe they're missing a particular team. Maybe they had, and maybe they have, maybe they need. And I'm going to give you a top six list of cities that deserve pro sports. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're taking a look at the top six cities that deserve a professional sports team. You know what? This is a city that happens to be the 10th most populated city in the United States of America, and they just got a professional sports team 2 years ago. We got to go to a place where everything is big. We got to go to Texas. We got to go to Austin, Texas, just north of San Antonio. Austin deserves a professional sports team. Now, why Austin? Okay, fine. They got Austin FC. That's the squad, professional soccer. They got an MLS team. It's the first major sports team to play in the Texas Capitol. I like Austin. They got population, and sure, they might be the 10th most populated city in the United States of America, but that's in a confined space. We know we have metropolises and suburbs and giant areas that are much larger than Austin, and you look at Austin and San Antonio, but Austin can support, I think, more professional sports. I think Austin, maybe not an NFL team, maybe not an NBA team, I think Austin can do baseball. And the last time and every time I go to Austin, the city continues to grow by leaps and bounds. It has grown ridiculously over the past 10 and 20 years. You have Google and tech companies and healthcare that all move in. It's not just home for the Longhorns in 6th Street, of which I have, unfortunately, many experiences. But cities that deserve pro sports, Austin, okay, they got an MLS squad. I don't think it'll be too much longer, maybe 10 to 20 years. I don't know who wants to wait that long. I think one day Austin is going to get itself another pro sports team. I got them at number 6 on the list. Hey, what comes after 6?
Number 5.
At number 5. Hey, Shep, I was just... Hey, where was the draft? I was here, right? Where was the draft, Shep?
Kansas City, I believe.
Yeah, it was Kansas... Yeah, there you go.
You and Gelbos and Perloff.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, Kansas City. I forget where I'm at. Kansas City is number 5 here on the list. I've been to Kansas City so many times, and I like food. It's not for the barbecue. Kansas City has a big town, small town feel, but it is big time when it comes down to sports. And we know Kansas City has professional sports already, right? Okay, we know this. You have the Kansas City Royals. I've never seen a team in my life so much, maybe the Pirates, that loses, and the fans love them. We all know about the Kansas City Chiefs, but Kansas City, the Kings are hanging out in Sacramento, and Kansas City basically rented the Kings. And this was years ago. We got to go back to the 80s. They went from Cincinnati to Kansas City and then went out to Sacramento, and now they're the Kings. Kansas City can support a basketball team. They got an arena downtown. The fans would show up if it was any good. I don't believe it's going to happen anytime soon, but Kansas City deserves an NBA team. It may be a long time, but they could certainly support it. It's kind of shocking to me that it hasn't taken place over the past, I don't know, 20 to 30 years. And if you didn't know how amazing Kansas City was of a sports town, I told you Patrick Mahomes won the ESPY for Outstanding NFL Player. And he took the time and the opportunity on ESPN to tell everybody how great Kansas City was and is.
And finally, Chiefs Kingdom. Chiefs Kingdom, I truly believe, is the best fan base in the world. Sorry to all the athletes out here. I start back next week. I go back to camp next Tuesday. So this is a great award. But we're going to do this thing again. We're going to keep this thing rolling. Appreciate all y'all.
Look, I've been to I don't know how many NFL drafts. A lot. This year's NFL draft in Kansas City, Kansas City took it over. It didn't feel like a convention of every team from every city, you know, joining forces in one town. This felt like the entire draft belonged to Kansas City. Are they going to get an NBA team? I don't think so. No time soon, but they certainly deserve one. I got Kansas City here at number 5 on my list, a city that deserves more pro sports. Let's move on to the next number.
Number 4.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. We're basically staying in the same region. Well, same part of the country, same state. It's St. Louis. Now, these are the type of things that bother me. Because it's all a money grab, and it leaves the fans holding the bag because the teams are basically looking at the fans to pay for it. They're looking at the city to pay for it. They're looking, oh man, it's ridiculous. The Rams, we know, okay, they went from Los Angeles to St. Louis. And St. Louis basically had the greatest show on turf, and then Jeff Fisher kind of helped tank them, and now they're like, oh, well, we don't have fans showing up, so now we're going back to L.A. And, oh, yeah, you're not going to give us a brand new stadium, also we're going back to L.A. And the entire NFL was basically in favor of moving them back to Los Angeles so they could take advantage of the market, take advantage of the money, have a Super Bowl, which they did, and damn it, the Rams won it. But St. Louis got screwed. They went back to Los Angeles in 2015. Of course, they blamed it on the stadium. Stan Kroenke had to pay a $500 million relocation fee. He could have put that money towards a new stadium now, couldn't he? A matter of fact, the city of St. Louis sued the NFL for moving. They agreed to a settlement of $800 million for just basically up and leaving them behind. It's pretty nuts. And Jerry Jones was one of the chief proponents of the Rams going from St. Louis back to L.A. And at the time, he made it very clear. He's like, yeah, if they were going to move, it was going to be Los Angeles.
It always was about Los Angeles and what Los Angeles and those great fans that we have out there mean to the NFL, and it's such a natural to have the Los Angeles Rams be in Los Angeles.
He sounds like that old man from
Family Guy.
There you go. You knew it because he sounds just like him.
He does. Not a good thing.
Yeah, that old man on Family Guy, doesn't he have like a name? Am I making this up? Is his name Herbert the Pervert?
You're right. And he that voice is designated to a certain population in terms of ages.
Say, Shap.
What?
Hey, take it easy.
Sorry.
Take it easy now. Let's leave Jerry Jones and Herbert the Pervert or whatever his name is. Let's leave them in their own category. Anyway, St. Louis, they deserve their football team. They really do. And it sucks that they just threw them right out in L.A., for a money grab. That's just the nature of the beast. I got St. Louis here at number 4, cities that deserve pro sports. What's the next number?
Number 3.
What a shock. It's the other team that went to Los Angeles, except for they didn't have to go far. I'm talking about San Diego. Thank God they got the Padres. Thank God they still have them. But it's a complete sham. That Dean Spanos basically said the same thing. He's like, oh, y'all ain't building me a stadium. I'm out of here. Okay? I mean, they were in San Diego from 1961 until 2016 when they up and decided to leave. And you can bet your ass the fans were not happy about it. This is a few years ago on ABC 10 in San Diego. This is a news clip. The fans were ticked off.
Well, they're still fans of the San Diego Chargers, Virginia, Jason, but a lot of them say they will never root for the L.A. Chargers. And to prove how serious they are, they have been destroying a pile of Chargers gear. Look, this is a giant sign that came from a fan who brought it here, and they were quick to jump on it, smash it, destroy it. We have some video from earlier this morning of people that started showing up even before dawn. One woman came in a car with a bumper sticker that said simply, Spanos sucks.
I'm pretty sure she's still riding around with that bumper sticker, too. How about this? The city of San Diego, they sued the NFL last year, saying that a move was in the works since 2006, that they negotiated in bad faith. Let's see if they also have to ante up, they being the Chargers in the NFL, another $800 million. San Diego, man, I know the team only went up the road, but they deserve the Chargers. I'm sorry. The Chargers are always going to be San Diego to me. They ain't L.A., okay? I got them at number three on the list, deserving of more professional sports. What's the next number?
Number two.
Now, this is another sham right here. Same arena thing. You know what? Don't listen to me. Listen to Gary Payton tell you that Seattle most definitely deserves another professional sports team, and they deserve the Sonics, the team that sat there from 1967 to 2008. Listen.
Everybody's got to understand, it's not that easy to just get a team back. Either we're going to have to get a team from somewhere else, buy them from somewhere there, relocate them. I don't think Adam is trying to do that. I don't think he wants to relocate no teams. I think he don't want to take no team away from a city. Now the next thing is can we do expansion? The owners have to agree to it. 30 owners have to agree to this. You know what I'm saying? And then we got to make sure the money is right. You got to go to scheduling. You got to do a lot of things. And I think Adam is doing that. Adam has been to the new arena, the new refurnished, and not refurnished, it's rebuilt Key Arena. It's not Key Arena anymore. You know, that's where the Seattle Kraken's play. He's been in this facility, and it's the best facility in the country right now. Best facility. I think that's what it is, and I think he wants to get an NBA team in there, and I think he will.
Look, Seattle, the Supersonics should have never left. Clay Bennett bought it from the coffee man, and then the next thing you know, he's sending them down to Oklahoma, and Kevin Durant has talked about playing there and that Seattle deserves a team, and Seattle will get it. We know Seattle and Vegas, they gonna get their teams, but Seattle should have never been without a franchise. Never. And yeah, you heard Gary Payton talk about it. Climate Pledge Arena, home of the Kraken. Seattle, a beautiful place. Just hosted the All-Star Game for baseball. You have the Mariners, you have the Kraken, you have the Sounders, you have the Seahawks, you got the Storm. Supersonics should have never left. And I appreciate Gary Payton. The minute that they went down to Oklahoma City, he said, I ain't going down there. Don't expect me to step foot in that place. I'm a Supersonic. Seattle deserves its team back. It's just a matter of when. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you number one. I'm going to tell you the top city that deserves professional sports. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. With all the talk about expansion, relocation, and the NBA and Major League Baseball, I wanted to deliver to you a top six list tonight of cities that deserve professional sports. Maybe they don't have professional sports. Maybe they are lacking in one particular area, or one particular sport. And in a few seconds, I'm about to share with you numero uno. Before we do that, let me walk you through the five that are already named, and then I'll give you that one. At number six, I gave you Austin, Texas, the 10th most populated city in the United States of America, and they just got their first professional sports team back in 2021 with Austin FC. That happens to be their MLS squad. I know it's the capital. It's big with the Longhorns. I think it's only a matter of time. I don't know if it's 15 years or whatever the case might be, but at some point in time, Austin is going to get its hands on another professional sports team. At number five, I gave you Kansas City. Why Kansas City? Look, people love the Royals. It doesn't matter if they're good or bad. People love the Chiefs. It doesn't matter whether they're good or bad. And thank God right now, they are real, real good. And I've been all over the country, and it is not a lie. Kansas City is ridiculously supportive of its professional sports teams. And for a squad that at one point had what is now known as the Sacramento Kings, look, Kansas City can support a basketball squad. At number four, I gave you St. Louis. I don't need to go into too much detail. We saw the Rams go from Los Angeles to St. Louis, and then they said that the stadium sucks, and they went back to L.A. just for a cash grab. Pretty much the same situation with number three. San Diego Chargers went up the road. They're now the Los Angeles Chargers, which is one of the biggest shams ever, led by Dean Spanos. At number two, you want to talk about a city that deserves professional sports? The one thing Seattle is missing, because it's in Oklahoma City, it's the Seattle Supersonics. And so that's the five. But this is a top six list, and so that means we are left with this right here.
Number one.
You want to talk about a city that deserves professional sports? How about this city that just over the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, I can't even say five, has just been stripped of everything worth a damn? Talking about Oakland, man. Yeah, Oakland. The Warriors. Gone. They went across the bay. All those years, they stunk. They start to win with Steph Curry and Draymond and Klay Thompson, etc. And it's just like, we're going to move them across the bay and take all of the money out in San Francisco. Okay. Fine. Go for it. Do it. How about this? The Raiders. Gone. What a shock. They moved them to Las Vegas, which is basically nothing but a playground for everybody. Oakland Coliseum is crap. Well, we ain't building that. Let's just go ahead and move them to Vegas. And speaking of Oakland Coliseum is at the crux of another team. We're talking about the Oakland Athletics. Vegas, the politicians, the city of Vegas, they've already said that they would earmark money to build them a new stadium, which would be the smallest in Major League Baseball, also in Las Vegas. The Oakland Athletics have already applied for relocation, and we actually got news today that the Oakland mayor, who just took over her spot, Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao, that she's on a last ditch right now. She had a one-hour meeting with Commissioner Rob Manfred over the Major League Baseball All-Star break to try and give one final pitch since she's come into office to let everybody know, hey, this is our plan. This is what we want to do to keep the A's in Oakland. And Rob Manfred is just like, okay, well, thanks, but it might be too late. And I think it is. We'll see if it makes a difference. And Rob Manfred, throughout the entire process, he's just sounded like a politician. He sounds like a jerk. He sounds like a dude who's just working for the owners and doesn't give a damn about the fans, less the fans, or let alone the fans that actually exist in Oakland. I'm not going to forget this response when the Oakland Athletics decided to have and hold their reverse boycott, showed up in droves. Instead of only 5,000, 6,000 fans, 27 showed up to let everybody know about their displeasure. Rob Manfred was asked about that a few weeks ago, and he basically was just like, oh, well, it's nice that they actually had fans show up this time. Listen to this jerk.
Did you watch the Rays A's game on Tuesday when the fans came out for the reverse boycott?
I was actually at a dinner with the owners.
Did you read the coverage?
I did. I saw
the impression of that.
You know, I mean, it was great. It's great to see what is this year, you know, almost an average Major League Baseball crowd in the facility for one night. That's a great thing.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sarcastic, you know what? Look, Fisher, the owner of the A's, has kind of bled them out. That's it. He's just bled the team out. Payroll, he might as well pay me to go out there and play. And so it's pathetic. And so if I want to think about a team that deserves professional sports, I personally love Oakland. I love blue-collar towns. I love diverse towns. I love places where you get a mix of everything. I love culture. Shout-outs to my main man, Mr. FAB. I love it all. E-42. Oakland, no Warriors, gone. Raiders, gone. A's, soon to be gone. It's like they just woke up and took professional sports away. And if you want to find a commonality amongst everything pretty much that I mentioned, it's about public funding. The city won't ante up and pay the billionaires for the stadium. The city, the population, the fans won't take their tax dollars and pay for a stadium that the billionaires could pay for themselves. Hey, an NFL relocation fee is $500 million. You want to tell me that they can't chip that in to help build a stadium instead of just moving? You tell me. Well, what do I know? I'm not a billionaire. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I gave you a list. Cities that I think deserve a professional sports team, maybe deserve a team back. And I got Oakland at number one. They've taken a massive gut punch over the past few years. And the A's, they might be the last thing. I'm going to take your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I have all the respect for you. First of all, JR, I appreciate you bringing the truth every night. I listen to you on my way back from work at this time.
Big fan. I just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I'm hooked, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, you hear Ice Cube playing in the background. Big shout-outs to Cube for joining us on the show last week. You know, I just gave you a top six list of teams, not teams, but cities that deserve a professional sports team. And I asked Ice Cube about relocation. I know he's a big Raiders fan. And next hour, I'll share with you Ice Cube's thoughts on relocation from what he told us last week. But I want to hear from you. The phone lines are open. I gave you the top six list, cities that deserve professional sports. I gave you Austin at number 6, Kansas City at 5, St. Louis at 4, San Diego at 3, Seattle at 2. I gave you Oakland at number 1. Now I'm going to get to your calls. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's not waste any time. Let's go to Marlon. He's calling from St. Louis. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Marlon?
JR, I got to say, you are the smartest guy in radio. You are. You know what? If I can give you a SB tonight, you deserve a SB for this top six list. Because I was gonna call in. I was gonna name St. Louis. I was gonna name Kansas City. You already beat me to it, man. You are good, JR. You are good. And you know what? Nobody can argue with you. You are the best host of radio out there. And I can't argue with you. You're right. Your list, your top six list is number one. And you know what? I don't think anybody else should call in and say anything because you can't beat that list. But thank you. Thank you for giving shout out to my state of Missouri because they are, yes. And also, don't forget, we lost the Cardinals too, the football Cardinals team too.
That's right. Arizona. Yeah. Chicago, yeah, Arizona. Arizona. Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, right, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Hey, thank you, man. Thank you for letting me get in here tonight.
Thank you for stroking my ego. Thank you, Marlon, for calling from St. Louis. Hey, Shep, save that whole entire thing, okay?
I already got it as our next rejoin.
Okay. Well, no, say the whole thing.
The whole thing, got it.
I'm gonna put that as a ticker in my house. I'm gonna transcribe every word that he said, and when I get up in the morning, I'm gonna make sure it just like flashes above in the house, okay?
I'll send it to you in 5 minutes.
Well, thank you so much. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm more so a glutton for punishment. I'd rather people tell me I suck. That makes me feel good because then I can laugh. Lee is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lee?
Hey, JR, you have the best topic. It just keeps going on. I keep thinking of new things, but I think Oakland and San Diego have the same problem. They can't get a stadium built. And San Diego lost the Rockets to Houston, the Clippers to L.A., and the Chargers to L.A. And I hope Oakland can keep their A's. Because I used to be an A's fan back in the day when Reggie Jackson, Vida Blue, and Gene Tennis. I'm bringing back some names from way back. But, man, these two... They can't build a stadium. That's the problem with these two towns.
Well, I think I don't even think it's a matter of the towns, and I'm the it's
well,
it goes.
San Diego doesn't.
Well, hold on.
Have
well, damn
base.
It! Can I? Well, man, sheesh. Hey, Shep, did I talk to Lee? Did I talk to him last night?
You probably speak to him every night.
You know what? I'm getting to the point where. I say this a lot. I say, Shep, I'm getting closer, man. I'm getting ready to start smoking cigarettes, man.
I'll believe it when I see it. Something tells me you are too health conscious to ever do that.
To smoke a cigarette?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, I've smoked cigarettes before.
When? You were like 20?
When I was 20? No. Nah, when's the last time I smoked a cigarette? Let's see. What year are we in?
2023.
The last time I remember smoking a cigarette was in, let's see, I don't know, maybe 2018, maybe one cigarette for the whole year. I don't know.
So when you were 20?
Yeah, correct. Sure. Yeah. But talking to Lee, oh my God, he's going to send me to an early grave.
So Lee brings the passion. Sometimes he's just
does he? Can I respond to what he said or do I just have to sit here and listen to him?
I hear you.
Hold on, everybody. It's the Lee Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Lee. His show sucks. He hates his own show. He decided to quit mid-show. Anyway, the point that I wanted to make before Lee wanted to speak with me, I don't think taxpayers need to be paying for these stupid stadiums. I'm just being real. How about you guys take the money that you earn, you being the team in the league, and build a stadium yourself? Take some of your corporate partners and build the stadium. You get enough money from the fans. And all we hear about is, well, think about the jobs that we're going to generate and the jobs we're going to create. Like, I'm not a mathematician, okay? I went to school for business, and I had to sit through economics. You know, I'm not an expert in any of this crap, but I understand common sense. If I'm going to spend $500 million, Let me say that again. If I'm going to spend $500 million to pay for a relocation fee just to spread out to other owners, why can't I allocate $500 million to the creation of my own stadium? Why can't I get the other half from owners? Why can't I get a quarter from a sponsor with a naming rights deal? Why do I need to just milk and bilk the cities out of it? It's disgusting. It really is. But it's so commonplace because everybody needs to bow down to their constituents. Yo, shout outs to the cities, and I get it. We got they end up leaving, but shout outs to the cities that say, hey man, screw you. And maybe they use stronger language than that. I'm not mad at them. You don't need to own a team if you can't go out there and help build your own stadium. That's it. Stop taking taxpayer money. All this money used to build these stadiums, and I understand people are employed and this and that. This money can go to other things. How about the busted up potholes down the road from the stadium? How about feeding people who are hungry? How about schools, and how about protecting people and first respond? How about that instead of building a dumbass stadium? A billionaire needs, oh, I need the city to build it. And then you got, and I'm going to say it, I got no problem. Then you got dumbass Rob Manfred who wants to sit around in a press conference and say, oh, well, we need the city to put the money up. Like somebody should slap the toupee off your head. Don't do it. If you slapped the toupee off Rob Manfred's head, I didn't say to do it. I was joking. But come on. Well, welcome to the real world. Rob Manfred is so tone deaf. You know, I get it. Roger Goodell, he ain't tone deaf. Roger Goodell, and these are all brilliant men, okay? But Rob Manfred takes the cake when it comes to being completely tone deaf. Doesn't understand the temperature of a damn thing. Basically spitting in the faces of Oakland A fans. Stupid toupee. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Phone lines are still open. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about cities that deserve professional sports, cities that might have had a team, had it taken away, cities that are anxiously waiting to get a team into the building. We got a whole lot more to do on the other side of the break. I'm going to get to your calls. I told you that we'll hear from Ice Cube. I posed the same question to him last week. And then, yeah, the ESPYs just concluded. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Summer's always the perfect time to invite your friends and family over for a backyard barbecue. And when you're looking to make your get-together a little better for you, Beyond Meat has you covered. Beyond's products are delicious, simple to cook, and can be added into so many different meals. It's seriously that easy. Like the new Beyond sausages, available in hot Italian style or brat. They're packed with protein, have that true meaty flavor, and sizzle great on the grill, just like you're used to. Plus, they're made with simple, plant-based ingredients that you can feel good about. And the best part, your friends may not even be able to tell. Look for the new Beyond Sausage, now with new meatier taste, at your local store. For great recipes and where to buy Beyond Sausage, go to beyondmeat.com. And get ready to summer better with Beyond.